not only, you know, did he, do I have the ksav yad? I have the ksav yad of something written in a childish handwriting. Apparently, the Rav gave this ksav yad to a bar mitzvah boy to write up a drasha for his bar mitzvah. So he took it, he wrote it over with mistakes. And at the end, there's a whole hashkafa section as well that connects to this, to this particular halachic section, which the Rav apparently dictated to him for his bar mitzvah. So, we'll begin with the famous machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam regarding Birchus Tefillin. The source of the machlokas is the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, the first source of the page. Amar Rav Chista Sach Bein Tefillah Tefillah Chozer Umevarech. If you speak between one tefillah, tefillah shal yad and tefillah shal rosh, you have to make another bracha. Sach in, lo sach lo. If you spoke, you repeat the bracha. If you didn't speak, you don't repeat the bracha. V'hashalach le'ravchia b'rei d'ravhuna b'shmei rav yochanan al tefillah shal yad omer barach ha-shek t'shom t'shom t'shivanu laniach tefillin. Al tefillah shal rosh omer barach ha-shek t'shom 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 al mitzvah tefillin. Abayi b'ravi d'amit havayu lo sach m'varech achat, sach m'varech shtayim. That's the Gemara. Rashi interprets the Gemara as follows. Lo sach, if you didn't speak, you only make one bracha, and that bracha covers both the shel yad as well as the shel rosh. You make a lahaniach, and then you don't have to make any other bracha. Lo sach in varech ela al shel yad bovad, sach mvarech shtayim, k'neshalach rav chiyah. When do you make an laniach on the shalyad and an al mitzvahs on the shalrosh? Only if you spoke in between. In a normal case where you didn't speak, and it's usher to speak, you only make one bracha. That's the psak of Rashi, that's the psak of the Rambam, that's the psak of the Machaber. Tosos argues, I'm going to skip to the second line, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, lo sach mevarech achat l'shalrosh, mevarech al mitzvah tefillin, Shezohi birchato. If you didn't speak, then you make al mitzvah tefillin. In other words, you make two brachot, one on the shalyad, one on the shalrosh. That's the minhag of the Ramah, the minhag of Ashkenazim. I'm not going to say it's our minhag because I follow the Gra and I go like Rashi. Right? But in any case, that's what most people do. They make a bracha on the shalyad, a separate bracha on the shalrosh. And when it says Sachm Varech Shtayim, it's talking about Shtayim on the Shal Rosh alone. In other words, you'll make both Laniach and an Al Mitzvah on the Shosh if you talk. Right? The Shulchan Aruch brings the Machlokes in Mechaber and the Ramah. V'yaniach Shal Yad Tchila V'yavarech Laniach Tfilin V'achakach Yaniach Shal Rosh V'lo Yivarech Ki Im Bracha Achat L'Shtayim. You make one bracha for both. Hagav Yesh Omrim, the Ramah sticks in L'varech Al Shal Rosh Al Mitzvah Tfilin. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Afilu lo hifsik bentayim. V'chein pashat ha-minag b'vnei Ashkenaz. That is the minag, that's the prevalent minag in b'nei Ashkenaz. Shemavarchim shtei brachot. We make two brachot even if you didn't talk. V'tov lomar tamir achar b'habracha shniya baruch shen k'vo machuto lo nevarit. So he pulls back a little bit and he says, well, since it's a machlokas and it's a suffix and suffix brachot, okay, well, the prevalent minag is two brachos, but we're going to say baruch shen. That's what most people do. Okay, and then the second part of that machlokas, right? One part of that machlokas is in a normal case where you didn't speak. According to Rashi, you make one bracha on both tefillin. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you make two brachas. What happens if you do speak? So according to Rashi, you make a second bracha on the shalrosh. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to make a second and third bracha on the shalrosh. Right? And that's the second part of the machlokas here in Siftes. Source number 5. Asur lahafsik b'dibur ben tefila shal yad l'tefila shal rosh. V'mhifsik, if you did stop and you spoke, v'mvarech al shal rosh, you make a separate bracha on the v'mvarech al shal rosh. You make one bracha on the shal rosh, al mitzvah tefillin. That's the machaber. Hagad, Ramah, uledidan. D'nogim v'mvarech shtei brachot, afim lo hifsik. According to us, we go like Rabbeinu Tam. And if you didn't speak, you make two brachos. You make that bracha al mitzvah tefillin. Tzarech lachzol v'reich al shalrosh laniach gam al mitzvah. You make the two brachos on the shalrosh. Now the question, I think, the question is, what's the machlokes?
Make laniach and
mitzvah. And the question is, what is the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? Or let me phrase it differently. Which of these two shitos is, you know, the more reasonable shita, and which one is the mechuda shita that we have to explain?
There's no third shita that you make both brothers before you put the shaliyah. What's the pshat that you make a separate brother for each?
Well, it'll be clear why that's done, but before we get to that explanation, once I explain Rabbeinu Tam, it'll be clear why that's not a possibility. But the question is, the problem here, one probably would assume that the machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam is a question whether you count tefillin as one mitzvah to mitzvahs. That would be the simple, straightforward explanation. According to Rashi, it's a one mitzvah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's two different mitzvahs. If it's two different mitzvahs, it gets two brachas. If it's one mitzvah, it gets one bracha. That would be the simple, straightforward explanation, which is impossible. The reason that it's impossible is, first of all, it's not consistent with Rabbeinu Tam. If that would be the explanation, why would you make two brachas on the Shel Rosh if you'd spoke? It would only explain the first half of the machlokas. In a case where you didn't speak, that you'd make two brachas as opposed to one. But it wouldn't explain the second half of the machlokas. If you did speak, you make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. Right? Secondly, the other reason that it's really impossible is because Rabbeinu Tam, or Tosos, the sheet of Tosos is that tefillin is one mitzvah, while the sheet of the Rambam is that tefillin is counted as two mitzvahs in Tayag. So it actually comes out just the opposite. The Rambam, who says make one bracha, holds it's two mitzvahs. Tosos, who says that you make two brachas, holds that it's one mitzvah. So it just works out totally the opposite. The Gra was very bothered by this, and the Gra said, the Gra quoted a Tosefta regarding Dinei Brachos. Source number 6. Haya mahalech lahafrish truma umasos omer baruch hashem son lahafrish truma umaser. Normally, if you mafish trumos, you make a bracha to mafish truma. Right? By the right, not by a suffix. If you mafish masros, you make a bracha lahafrish masros. What if you do it together? You make one bracha on both. Now, does anybody deny that trumos and masros are two separate vessels? Nobody denies that. So why do you make one bracha on both? So from here, the Gra wanted to prove that even if you have two independent mitzvahs, if you accomplish both of them through one maisa mitzvah, through one hafrasha, then you can make one bracha on both. You don't have to make two different independent brachas. If through one mitzvah of, the mitzvah of Shel Rosh and Shel Yad are both the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, you can make one bracha of hanachas tefillin on the Shel Rosh and Shel Yad, even if you count them as two different mitzvahs in Tayag, and that's the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's two different mitzvahs, and you make one bracha on both. Why then does Rabbeinu Tam insist on two different brachos? And therefore the Gra rejected the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and Paskin like the Machaber, and then there are those, even though those in Ashkenaz, who go like the shita of the Machaber. That's how my father goes, based on the Psak of Risk, and that's what I do.
I apologize, this sounds a little fluffy or mushy or whatever, but it strikes me that could one say that the first bracha is the Birchas HaMitzvah, and the second bracha is the Birchas Sharas HaRazov, because the Tefillin Shel Rosh represents the sort of that aspect that we show to the world versus the Tefillin Shel Yad. And, you know, it's sort of a Tefillin Shel Rosh, it's a pair, it's an ornament that we wear, and therefore it's a Shabbat that we've been commanded to do that, you know, as a pair of...
One could say that. I don't think I would say it exactly in that way. Birchas Shevach, one of the differences in Birchas Shevach and Birchas Mitzvah is that a Birchas Shevach is always said after, not before. When do we make the bracha of al mitzvos? Well, Chanukah will say, Tzimachokas. When you make the bracha of al mitzvos, before you put it on, after, I don't do it, I don't know.
Al mitzvos before?
You put it before.
Oh, wait, now, well, before you secure it.
Right. In other words, before
it's on,
you want to make the bracha over lasiyasan. Over lasiyasan is typical of birchas hamitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to work with what you said, but I'm going to fine tune it a little bit. Okay. The source that the Rav used to explain the machlokas, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, is a Tosus in Menachos, source number 7. Thank you very much. Okay. He quotes a Rabbeinu Eliyahu, which is very, very interesting. Rabbeinu Eliyahu writes as follows. Mikan haya medakdek Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Shetzarach adam likshar tefillin b'chol yom. He would actually take apart the knot, and he would retie the knot. Why? Because the mitzvah is ukshartem, right? Ukshartem osa yadecha. So he would, you know, it would be real pain. He would take apart that knot. I don't know how to make that knot. He would take apart that knot, and he would tie the knot every time. Rabbeinu Tam mefarish, there ain't tzarech. You don't have to take apart the knot. Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, dach shira hainu ahiduk. What we do is well, mahadik, and we put it on, and before we do the hiduk, that's the point that we make the bracha, and that's the ovelat yasun. So the kshira is not the tying of the knot, the kshira is tightening it to the arm. Ukshartem os al yadecha. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't have to take apart the knot and tie it again, it's enough to do the hiduk. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam, Baruch Hashem, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? But what's fascinating is what Tosa says in the next line. Umestabra kedivre Rabbeinu Tam betfilin shal rosh, ukedivre Rabbeinu Eliyahu betfilin shal yad, dechtiv b'shal yad ukshartem la'ot al yadecha, demashman dechol shashmaniach tzarech lekoshra. Now, what Tosa says is, you know, I accept Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam makes a lot of sense regarding the shal rosh. But the shal yad is kshira. So basically, what Tosa is suggesting is that the Maisa Mitzvah of Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh are different. It's not that you have the same Maisa Mitzvah. It's not that you're Miniach Tfilin both al Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, but they're different. Tfilin Shal Yad, the Mitzvah is Kshira. Tfilin Shal Rosh, the Mitzvah is what? What does it say in the Pasuk? V'hayu. It should be on your head. It should be on your head. In other words, the tefillin shel yad, and here we're getting to the fluffy, you know, the fluffy stuff that we had before. The tefillin shel rosh, the idea of tefillin shel rosh, and that we're going to see in a number of different sources, is different than tefillin shel yad. Tefillin shel rosh, the idea is that you should, it's a keter. It's a crown on your head. And it's a crown on your head that indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. You put Kabbalah's Omach Shalom on your head, and take a look at source number 8. V'ra'u kol ha'amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mecha, Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Gadol omer, eilu tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel rosh are unique and singular in the fact that it indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you or with us. Ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. So the idea of tefillin shel rosh is not putting it on, but being on. That's why the bracha is not laniach tefillin, but rather al mitzvah tefillin. Right? It's not the action, but it's being on you. You should be meutar b'tefillin. There's an interesting rush, a fascinating rush. The rush paskind. Before I get to the rush, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Right? It talks about poshe Yisrael begufan ma'inim hu. It's a terrible thing. Poshe Yisrael begufan. They have no chelv lolam haba. Who are poshe Yisrael begufan? Amar Rav Karkafta d'lo manach tefillin. What does Karkafta d'lo manach tefillin mean? What does Karkafta mean? A head that didn't put on tefillin. It doesn't say a dara d'lo hinach tefillin, an arm that didn't put on tefillin. You know, poshe Yisrael begufan if you never put on tefillin shel rosh. Again, there seems to be a distinction between tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad. Take a look at source number 11. Because
what more problem.
Right, absolutely. That's true. That's true as well, and therefore the film has an os lacha and os lacherim, and the sharosh is the os lacherim. It's more obvious, but it also therefore it transmits a certain message, and therefore it has a different significance than film shoyad has. Okay, the Rambam is an interesting Rambam in Hilchos Tanios regarding Tisha B'Av. We don't put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av, right? At least not in the morning. We put it on in the afternoon. The Rambam writes, Talmidei Chachamim, right? Umitzas Chacham Nogim Shlo Naniach Bo. What does the Rambam say? Tefillin? What's the next line? What's the next word? Tefillin Barosh. He distinguishes between tefillin and Shorosh. Regarding Dini Avelos on Tisha B'Av, he distinguishes between tefillin Shorosh and tefillin Shoyad. According to the Rambam, the minhag was to put on tefillin Shoyad. Don't put on tefillin Shorosh. Tefillin Shorosh is pe'er. Efer tachas pe'er, you want to show avelos, don't show that pe'er, the kishem Hashem nikra alecha. But tefillin shel rosh, shel yad, why not? No. Avels is different because Avels is Hafka Lagam Yotzah on the first day. But on Tisha B'Av, Ram had a minhag that you don't put on Tefillin Shel Rosh at all.
All day.
Right? Our minhag is that we say the beginning of the day is like the first day of Avels. So we don't put on Tefillin at all at the beginning, but we do put on later. But there was a minhag that you don't put on Tefillin Shel Rosh. There was such a minhag. According to the Rambam, they put on Tefillin Shel Yah. So again, I'm not saying to Paskin this way. I'm just saying that you see that there is a number of different sources that distinguish between Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yah. The idea of Tefillin Shel Rosh is that you should be Ma'uta Beketer Shel Tefillin Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. It's the fact that the Shechin is with us. That's a keter that we wear. And the idea of Tefillin Shel Yad is a more private Kabbalah Talmud Chashamayim that you don't transmit to others. Keneged Alev. There's a distinction between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad, we're kosher. We have to do the act of the Makabal Talmud Chashamayim. And Tefillin Shel Rosh, we transmit. And it's a keter that we wear. And there's a rush. By the way, I don't make a bracha on Amud Tefillin. But what I do is the minhag of the Rush. It's quoted in source number 10. Harash haya mesader habrachos ad otei yisrael b'tifarah. Vazei meniach tefillin v'rech otei yisrael b'tifarah. I make an otei yisrael b'tifarah after I put on the tefillin shel Rosh. Right? And that's what the Rush used to do. In other words, the Rush looked at the tefillin shel Rosh as an atara. An atara is a crown. And your otei yisrael b'tifarah on the tefillin shel Rosh. Okay, this didn't help us yet explain Rabbi Rotam. We saw that according to Tosos, there's a distinction.
I'm thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu is
I don't know. I'm not sure what those things. Right? It's all symbolic.
I know, but you got something that
is in the back of the tefillin. It said that it's a charai. So a is referring to the kesher of the tefillin shel Rosh. Kaviyachol. But we don't know what any of this means. So I don't like talking about things that I don't understand. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam argued on Rabbi Eliyahu, and he said, no, Hiduk is Kshira. In other words, he didn't distinguish between Shel Yah and Shel Rosh, Lagamri. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Chiv of Kshira on the Shel Rosh as well. Because you read the Pasuk, Ukshartim v'osa yadecha, Ukshartim v'hayilu totofos b'ininecha. The term Ukshartim, the verb Ukshartim, goes both on the Shel Yah as well as the Shel Rosh. In other words, the Shel Rosh has a dual aspect. And therefore, he said the kshira that you do bein on the shel yad, bein on the shel rosh, is hiduk. He didn't agree with the Tosos that there's only havaya on the shel rosh and only kshira on the shel yad. He held no, if there's kshira, there should be on the shel rosh as well. However, kshira is not tying the knot. Kshira is what? Hiduk. And therefore, it's sufficient to do hiduk on the shel yad and the shel rosh. Rabbi Eliyahu had the same way as well. Therefore, Rabbi Eliyahu said, be kosher shel yad and shel rosh. What we see according to Tosos is that there's another aspect. There's the Kontra Ben Tam. There are two, there's one Maisa Mitzvah of the Shel Yad, that's Kshira. There are two Maisa Mitzvahs of the Shel Rosh. Do Kshira and it should be on your head. V'hayu. Ukshartem v'hayu. You do Kshira and then you do v'hayu. Words, it's true that if you have one Maisa Mitzvah, you make only one bracha. You want to do Afrasha, Trumos, Smasos, make one bracha l'hafrish. But if it's two independent and different mitzvos, one mitzvah is kshira al harosh, and the other mitzvah is vahayu al harosh, those are two different mitzvos, and therefore, since the mitzvah has two different aspects, it demands two different brachos. So once we're machadesh, that there's another idea that exists in film Sarosh, and that's v'hayu, that it should be an atara, it should be a keser, it should be ra'o kalanes ki Hashem nikra alecha, then we understand why it demands a different type of a bracha, which is al mitzvot tefillin. Not the verb uksharten, lahaniach, but rather al mitzvot tefillin. So you do. You do. You make a lahaniach if you're not mafsik. So the lahaniach you made on the shel yad covers the shel rosh as well. Even if it's two different mitzvahs, it wouldn't make a difference because it's what that's the same ma'isa mitzvah. However, if imsach, if you are mafsik, then you need two different brachas on the shel yad. So on shel rosh. So basically, what it's clear that this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam holds there are two different aspects to the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh. Ukshatin and Vahayu. And therefore it demands two different brachas. Okay. What I would like to do is now talk a little bit about there are other cases also. We make two brachas on one mitzvah. Mila. As a matter of fact, one of the times that the Rav gave this shiur was at the bris of, I think it was Meir Lichtenstein. It was on a Friday, it was in YU, and he gave a bris, and he got back to Boston very, very late. And he gave the shiur because he was talking about the two brachas of Mila, and he started with the shiur. He liked the shiur, not tefillin. So he started with that, but basically Mila as well. Mila, on the one hand, you make a mitzvah on the ma'isa mitzvah of the Mila, the chaticha, the Mila, cutting off the arla. On the other hand, there's another bracha, which it might be Birkas HaShemach, or it might be a bracha, the mitzvah might be that you should be chasum, the baby should be chasum ba'os bris kodesh. Just like you should be mu'uta b'keter shel tefillin, the baby should be chasum ba'os bris kodesh. But what I'd like to talk about is Neros Chanukah. Over there also we have two different brachos. We have a bracha of Lahadlik and a bracha of what? Shasanisim. And there's a big machlokes to show me how to understand the bracha of Shasanisim. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel, source number 12. Amar Avchia Barashi Amar Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. Rav Yirmiya Amar, Haroa Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. You have a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yirmiya, whether the Roe makes the bracha or the Madlik makes the bracha. And then Amr Rav Yehuda, and this is how we paskin Yom, we shown how Roe Mavarech Shtayim and Madlik Mavarech Shalosh. Mikan Ve'elech, Madlik Mavarech Shtayim, Roe Mavarech Achas. In other words, a Roe, if he wasn't Madlik, makes one bracha. We'll leave the Shachianu out. He makes a bracha Shasanisim. And a madlik makes two brachos. He makes a lahadlik and a shasanisim. Who's the roeh that we're talking about? Rashi says haroeh, haover b'shuf b'roeh, be'achar ha'chatzirot dolek, u'masati b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, shama b'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov, d'lo huska brachazu el mishalo hidlik b'veito adayin, ol yoshev v'sina. Yoshev v'sina, he doesn't have a house. He's not going to get back home, or somebody that didn't get home yet. If he sees an erchanak, he didn't come home yet, you make a shasanisim. You get home, you make a lahadlik. That's pshat and Rashi, pashtus.
Just one time.
What?
You don't make it every...
Every day? Every day?
No. Every time you see it, you just...
No, of course. Only once. Right.
What was... why did Rashi... what was so difficult here that Rashi sort of had to give that string of attribution?
Well, we'll see what the Rashba says in a second. Rashba argues on Rashi. He didn't want you to think that after you're a madlik you see an erchanak, you make a bracha again, because that would be a bracha batala. So he made the condition as long as you haven't lit yet. But once you lit already, you wouldn't make the bracha. You could have made a mistake, a madlik at haroah, and maybe after I go home, I have to run home and get to the zman halakas neros and I light, and then later on I go out in the street, I see an erchanak, I make another bracha. So Rashi doesn't want you to make that mistake.
I mean, if you see this acquaintance, if you see this, then you go home and you make it yourself, you would not make shasanisim.
Well, that maybe. We'll see in a second. The Rashba argues on Rashi. Mistavra, Haroah B'Varech Shtayim, Mistavra B'Shlo Hidlik, You didn't yet light. V'lo hidliku olav, and nobody lit for you. In other words, it's not your wife didn't light for you in the house. V'eino atid lahadlik halayla, and you don't have any intention of lighting tonight. Only then does the roah make the bracha. Halav hachi ein tzarach levarach lamatzinu yotzim in amitza chodim varach alariyah. Okay. The Yeshua Ravasa, he argues. He says, if you're going to light later on, don't make the bracha on the Riyah. Make the bracha when you're madlik. The Yeshua Ravasa, there are those that say, the afish of adlikin ala b'toch beito, tzorach mevarech al Riyah. Even though somebody lit for you, nevertheless you make a bracha on the Riyah. The ein lehem masha yisnoch. He argues on that. He doesn't like that. Okay? The Ritva has an interesting variation. First of all, he goes like a sheet of Rashi. Yafe pirush Rashi zal b'shem rabosav. Shlo huskaku zo elo mishlo birach adayin. Somebody who didn't make the bracha yet. Aval dato lahadlik hu atzu v'toch beitov ro'en erachir. But he does intend on going home and lighting, but nevertheless, he now saw a light. What should he do? Yei shomrim shomvarech al hariyah v'chozen v'rach b'shah shemadlik. There is one opinion that you make the bracha shah sanisim twice. Once when you saw, and then when you go home and you light. The Yeshomim, the Kevin Shaddai to Lahadak Vaveso, Eno Tzarech Achshel Levarach Ari Yosef. You don't have to make the bracha. But he's not as insistent as the Rashba that you shouldn't. He says, you don't have to. You can wait till you go home. What's the machlokas here? Right? The machlokas here is to what extent is the bracha of Sha'asan Nisim a birchas hamitzah or a birchas hashevach? Is it a birchas hashevach of a mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'asa nitzim la'avoseinu? And the trigger is when we see the candles. As a matter of fact, it's a shita of the she'ultos and the me'iri that if you're not roeh, you make a bracha on the day. Because it's the day that an eis occurred. So basically the candles are simply a trigger for the birchas hashevach.
According to the day of it, you Haroah would make the bracha, and then if he lights later, he would say it again.
Mm-hmm.
So if he sees 20, would he say 20 times?
No.
Why?
I'll explain it in one second. Okay. So is it a birchas hashevach or is it a birchas hamitzvah? And if the birchas hamitzvah, on what mitzvah? So the Ritva in source number 16 has two deals. V'nagu levarech. Shloshtam, the three brachos, kodem hadlaka, mishum debachal mitzvot varachlem over lasiyatan. The din is you make the bracha over lasiyatan, and therefore you make the lahadlik, the sha'atzanisim, the shachianu before you light. Ukevosh varach shloshtam kodem mikra megillah. The yeshomrim ki arishona shehi birchata mitzvah tzarach levarach tchila. The lahadlik you make before you light. Avla shtayim acherot omram achar shetatchil lahadlik. The other sheet says, no. You're madlik, that's the birchas hamitzvah. And afterwards, when you see what you lit, then you make the sha'as hanisim. Right? In other words, the sha'as hanisim you don't make when you light, you make when you see. You see your own candle, see somebody else's candle, you make when you see. Basically, the shita of the Ritva, or actually the machlokas over here, is a very simple machlokas, I think. According to Rashi, the bracha of Sha'as Hanisim is a birchas hashevach, and therefore it makes no difference whether you make the birchas hashevach on your candle or somebody else's candle. You see a candle, you make the shevach. And why not do it immediately? Why wait till you get home? You'll get home, you make a lahadlik, that's the birchas hamitzvah. But now, let's make a birchas hashevach. According to the Rash, of the Rashba, the bracha of Sha'as Hanisim is a birchas hamitzvah. I'll explain what mitzvah in a second. It's a birchas hamitzvah that was metukan on the hadlakas haner. Right? What mitzvah are we talking about? Pishtamenisa. Because mitzvah is not only lahadlik, but also tumah farsim denes. And the main way that they were metakan tumah farsim denes is how? Through lighting. A secondary way, if you don't like it, light is through seeing. But the primary way is through lighting. And therefore, haroeh, if somebody lights for you, you already do the mefarsim in the shliach. If you would make the bracha Shasa Nisim now, after somebody at home made the bracha Shasa Nisim for you, it's a bracha levatala. You already mefarasim the nes. So if you look at it as a birchas hamitzvah, the Rashba's right. And the primary way to, if they were metaking, to be mefarasim through the hadlaka, that's the primary way of doing it. Don't make the bracha on pierce my nes when you see the candle. Wait till you get home and light it. And what did the Ritva hold? Ritva held that there are two aspects to Shasa Nisim. If there are two aspects, when you're in the street and you see it, you make Shasa Nisim. When you go home and light it, you make a Shasa Nisim on being Madak and being Mefarsim. One is a Birchas HaShevach. You saw the candle, you Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go home and you light, you Mefarsim, and you make a Mother Bracha. If you saw 20 candles, of course you wouldn't make 20 Brachos. There aren't 20 aspects to Shasa Nisim. There are two aspects. Birchas HaShevach and Birchas HaMitzvah. At the mitzvah, it's mefarsim to the hadlaka. So before you light it, you make the bracha Shasa Nisim. That's what the Ritva brings. Before you light it, you make the bracha Shasa Nisim. Okay? Because you're makayim the mitzvah pirsum anes by seeing it in a secondary way. That's the secondary way that you can makayim pirsum anes, by seeing somebody else's Nir Hanukkah. I think seeing the Ner Chanukah is the principal one is. I think that's how you're fasting. You're fasting is by you seeing it, and therefore another person sees it and is, you know, you see it, and therefore you're fasting is to yourself by seeing the Ner Chanukah, and then you make the bracha Shasa Nisim. I think so.
So why not make it?
What?
So why not make it? Then you don't have to make it like that. Even if you're
going to
light later, you should be able to make it.
No, because the primary way of the mitzvah is by lighting it for others. That's the main, primary act of pirsumanes that Chazal required you to do. So if you have a choice, wait to do it in the primary way, not in the secondary way.
Sure.
Right, Shevach and mitzvah. But when you light, you also see it, right? When you do, you're doing both. You're saying shevach. It's a bracha. It contains shevach. Shas and Yisrael will say no, and it's also a birch, and they were talking that bracha and the pesukim.
Why can't you say according to Rashi that the seeing it is the mechayim the bracha? The fact that you see it, if you can make it when you're lighting, that's better. But the fact that instead of birchas hamitzvah, somebody sees it.
I think the first when somebody lights for you, right? Now you see it. Why don't you make a bracha? In other words, what do you mean yotze? You didn't say any shevach. You didn't say any shevach. Did you say shevach? You didn't say shevach. You can't say shevach for me. You could do a mitzvah for me. You can't say shevach for me. Right?
Somebody can't say halal for me.
No, of course not. Of course somebody can't say halal. So I can't daven for you. No, Chazan Davin to Shomer Ka'oner. Right, you answer exactly. Amen. But he's in your house. You didn't answer Amen to him.
Oh, I'm saying if you, I thought you meant if you're in the house or something.
No. Oh. He's, somebody, you're on a trip, and your wife lights for you. And now you see a Hanukkah candle.
I'm seeing the Hanukkah candle.
And of course, Rashba, you don't make a bracha. Mishu Madak Lo B'toch Beis, so you don't make a bracha on Riyah. Because you're already Yotzei. Because he did the mitzvah. You were mefarsim in an eighth through your shaliach. That's what the Rashba says. There's an interesting case.
You're not going to let you make the bracha, right? You're not going to let you.
If you're not going to light and nobody's going to light for you, only then do you make the bracha.
What's the chat? You're saying the burgers are mitzvah.
I'm saying, yeah. And basically, then it's very, very similar to what the Rav said by Tefillin. In other words, if you say it's a Birchas HaShevach, so, then you're saying the fluffy stuff that maybe But if you're saying, but if you want to go in the pattern that there might be sometimes that you make two different birchos on mitzvah, on one mitzvah, if there are two different aspects, that would be if we assume that Shas Anisim is a birchos on mitzvah, and since there are two aspects to hadlakas ner, on the one hand you do a maisa hadlaka, that's a formal mitzvah that you have to do, on the other hand by doing the hadlaka you mefras and nes, that would legitimize two different brachos. So that's the same model that you have according to Rashba. But I want to go further, and I just quickly, and we're going to finish with that. There's a fascinating case of somebody that's on a business trip, and you know he's on a train, he's on a plane, he doesn't have an opportunity not to light a candle. He's bein hagayim, and he's not even going to see a Ner Chanukah. What does he do then? Nobody's at home lighting for him. He's in a place, he's bein hagayim. He doesn't have a house. He can't light a chanukah. He doesn't see anything. He's not a madlik. He's not a roa. What does he do? So the Riaz brought down the Shulchan Aruch and says, you know what you do? You light a Ner Chanukah. You light a Ner Chanukah not to yotz the mitzvah of hadlaka, but to yotz the mitzvah of Ri'iya. You have to be roa Ner Chanukah, so you light a Ner Chanukah. It's about focus whether you can do this or not. You light a Ner Chanukah to be roa. Now, when you light that Ner Chanukah, do you make a madlik? What bracha do you make? It doesn't make any sense to make the bracha lahadlik. So the Ramah says you make the bracha lahadlik. You hadlik, and then you make the bracha shas anisim. And it doesn't seem to make any sense. There's a Ramban, a very interesting Ramban, it's in Pesachim. The Ramban in Pesachim on Rav Zayin has so many interesting facts because he talks about when you say al and when you say le. And he goes through all the brachas in the world and all the mitzvahs in the world, and he says very interesting things. And he basically claims that if it's a bracha that you could do ayidei shliach, you say al. If it's a bracha that you can't do ayidei shliach, you say le. And then he says, what about ner chanukah? You do ner chanukah ayidei shliach. Somebody could light ner chanukah for you. And therefore, the bracha should be what? Al. And what is the bracha? Lahadak ner chanukah. So he writes, im tomar. With a lamid. So he gives one answer, and the second answer is fascinating. The ri'iyah, that you have to do personally. You can't be roah for me. You can be madlik for me, but you can't be roah for me. And since I and only I can be roah, so it's something that E.F. Shalas Salsayde Shliach. Okay? That's what the Ramban writes. It makes no sense. But this is Zalman Melzer says, what are you talking about? We're talking about the Bracha of the Halak. And you're talking about Haroe. Roe is personal, and therefore, it doesn't make any sense. We're talking about the Bracha of the Halak. The Halak, you can do Ayde Shliach. And you're saying, but the Re'ia has to be personal? What are you talking about? That's the question of Mr. Zalman Melzer. He has no answer. I think the answer is, that according to the Ramban, as well as according to the Ramah, the mitzvah of hadlaka itself, you're madlik in order to be madlik, and you're madlik in order to be roeh. The hadlaka itself contains within it a hadlaka in order to be roeh. The hadlaka is an act of hadlaka, and hadlaka itself is an act of pirsum. And therefore the hadlaka itself contains a dual aspect, and therefore you make two brachas on the hadlaka. When you're madlik, you're not only madlik to yoke the mitzvah of the hadlaka in the Chanukah, you're madlik in order to be roeh. And the re'iyah is something which only you can do. And therefore the takana of the bracha of lahadlik was matuka with a lamid, because you're madlik in order to be roeh, and therefore it has a personal aspect. When you're in a place where there are no Jews, and there are no candles, and you have to light a candle in order to be roeh, you make a bracha lahadlik. Because one of the aspects of the hadlaka is to be madlik in order to be roeh. Normally you're madlik for two reasons, but if you're madlik in order to be roeh, you're kind of mitzvah of hadlaka. Chazal to be madlik to be roeh, to be mefarsim, and be madlik in order to be madlik. Madlik because of neri shuveso, and be madlik in order to be mefarsim, in order to be roeh. The hadlaka itself has two aspects. And therefore,
so why do I need the second bracha?
Why do you need the second bracha?
Yeah, because it seems from this approach that the lahadlik, the fact that it's constructed even with the shliach as lahadlik, it covers Well,
according to this approach, it could be the Shas Anisim is the Berachas HaShevach. Right? You might be right. But the Ramban has in the Hadlak itself, the Hadlak itself has a dual aspect. And only that way could understand what the Ramban says, and that's also would be the basis for understanding the Ramah, who says that if you're in a place where there are no guidance, so I live for you at home, and you want to be Roeh, what you do is you light a candle, you make a Lahadlik, and then you make a Shas Anisim on the candle that you lit. Right? So Chazal Metakin Lahadlik, also in order to be Roeh, even if you don't need the Hadlaka per se. Okay, we spoke a little bit about, in general, the model of when you have a mitzvah that has a dual aspect, how that can legitimize two different brachos. We're in Chodesh Kislev, and it's before Chanukah, and I think the two aspects that we've seen regarding Ner Chanukah, regarding Tefillin, regarding Mila, and the Medrash in Bereish Rabba says, "V'choshech al pechahom, choshech zu yavan sheikh shecheneim shal Yisrael, v'ma kisvu lechem al keren shor, ein lechem chelak al kei Yisrael." You know, it's one of the things that Yavan, they challenge Bechiras Yisrael. Yafel can Yefes on the human level, natural level, Yefes is wonderful, but what they lack is Yishkan Baal Hashem. That extra aspect of Shechina, that's what Yavan lacked. And that's what you have in the Tefillin Shorosh. Kishem Hashem Nekal Lecha. Yavan said, Ein Lecham Chelak Melkei Yisrael, and we wear Tefillin Shorosh, which is not only a mitzvah of Kshira, but it's Ra'u Kal Amayat Kishem Hashem Nekal Lecha. And that's the Tefillin Shorosh. They challenge the bris. And we have an extra bracha, not only of Alamila, but also a bracha that indicates that that every Jew is chosen by Otzbrit through this Kodesh. And regarding Ner Chanukah, so the idea of Pirsum HaNeis and the Ner, and the Neis that it's really Mepharsim, is not the Neis of the Pach Shemen. And the Neis that it's really Mepharsim is not the Neis of the Melchama. The Neis that it's Mepharsim is the Neis of the Nehem Aravi, Sheshchina Shorah B'Yisrael. The Pach Shemen is only indicative of the fact that despite all the challenges of Yavan, Shechina Shor Shem Yisrael, Shem Hashem Nekal Lecha. Because all these three mitzvahs that have that extra aspect deals with a certain idea of Kedusha and of Hashar Shechina that you have in Am Yisrael. And it's that Shem has, Yishkon Ba'ol Hashem, the Shechina is Shor Ba'ol Hashem, and that's what Yavan doesn't have. Yaftol Kamal Yefes, and they will have a wonderful culture and beautiful buildings and structures and architecture and an interesting philosophy, but what they lack is Kedusha. The Yishkon Ba'al Hashem. And all the mitzvahs that we talked about, that extra aspect has something which is very profound and very deep and goes to the root of Kishem Hashem Nekralacha, of the Shechina which is Shorah B'Yisrael. And in Yitzhak Hashem, we should all be Madak Me'achanak, we should all be Magish, the Shechina Shorah B'Yisrael.